I'm Laura McNamara, speaking with Eric Lund with Veris Technologies, and you're going to talk to me a little bit about near-infrared mapping.
Yeah, near-infrared mapping. Its primary use is mapping soil carbon, and that's a technology that really doesn't have a commercial need right now because farmers aren't needing to map their carbon. But in a couple of years, they may have the opportunity to sell soil carbon under a soil carbon sequestration program where they would really need to map beginning levels of carbon and ending levels of carbon. And we have developed technologies that will enable them to do that cost-effectively using near-infrared sensing.
Okay, and as I understand it, one of the unique things about this technology that was explained to me before was the fact that there's no ambient light because you guys are pretty much direct contact.
Right. We design it system so that it goes, a sapphire window is pressed against the soil, and then the optical measurements are taken through that sapphire window, which keeps all the ambient light out of there. It really produces a very high-quality soil measurement.
And maybe kind of elaborate a little more on why it's good to avoid having that ambient light in your data reading.
Well, it just can mess it up. It can introduce a variable that shouldn't be there. So having just the soil in the scene rather than anything but soil is important.
Okay, and so as I understand it, a lot of technology right now is based off of remote imagery, and you guys are really honing in on this direct contact imagery.
Yeah. Well, a lot of the imagery you're referring to is of the crop, and so it's fine to, you know, have that taken from aerial or whatever, but if you're going to take a soil image, you really need to get down underneath the residue and get into the soil and take just soil.
And you said this is a technology that might be used, you know, in the future, not so much exactly right now. What time frame are you thinking here?
Well, right now it's being used by researchers, and there's, you know, certainly a market for our company to sell to researchers who want to, you know, investigate soil carbon. But it's probably about 2 to 3, maybe 4 years away before the commercial agriculture sector would be using something like this.
Okay, and on kind of a different note, why do you think it's important for farmers to be embracing new technologies in precision agriculture?
You know, one of our speakers today used the term agricultural intensification, and I think that kind of sums it up, that with, you know, the demand for our products high and kind of the need to be able to produce as much food and fiber and energy as we can, anything we can do to produce more food and more fiber and more energy with the same or even less inputs is going to be good for the farmer, environment, and basically everybody, and consumers especially.
And how do you think farmers are embracing precision? Do you think they're jumping aboard? Are they kind of hesitant?
Well, you know, certainly the younger farmers are more easily embracing it than the older. But also the other factor is when they have money to spend from crop prices being higher and crop input costs are higher, that tends to be, you know, incentivize the adoption of it as well.
Thanks, Eric.
Thanks.